This is the Abhyakt Murli, originally spoken on the 24th of October 2010. Today's date is the 14th of June 2026. And the title, According to the Speed of Time Now, Put Intensity into the Transformation of Your Nature and Sanskars. Use your mind to give rays of different kinds to souls. Today, Babdada is pleased to see you children everywhere who are seated on God's heart throne, the throne of the forehead and the future throne of the world. God's heart throne is just for you Brahmins. Everyone has a throne of the forehead, but only Brahmin souls have the fortune of God's heart throne. This heart throne of God enables you to receive the throne of the world. So only you Brahmins are the souls who have a right to all three thrones. This heart throne of God is so elevated. It cannot be attained in any other age. God's throne has also been remembered. On the path of devotion, those who have a right to God's heart throne are remembered and worshipped as beads of the rosary. They are remembered as a handful out of multi-millions. People with elevated feelings look at each bead with such elevated vision. So all of you have this spiritual intoxication, do you not? Do you have the spiritual intoxication that no one apart from you can experience this throne? However, for you Brahmins, it is your birthright. This throne for you is the garland around your necks. Do you have that much intoxication of having a right to God's heart throne? Do you all constantly have this intoxication and happiness in your awareness? Who am I? Do you have this faith and intoxication? Babdada is pleased to see the children who have a right to the three thrones. Wah, my elevated children who have all rights. Wah. Children say, Wah, Baba, Wah. So the father says, Wah, children, Wah. The father himself sings praise of such children. So do you have the intoxication of who you are? You will have that intoxication to the extent that you have faith. And your intoxication of that faith will be visible on your face and in your activity. Those who have faith also definitely have that intoxication. Babdada also now wants to give others this experience through the face and activity of each of you children. People have begun to experience this from your words. The task of them experiencing this has now begun to be fulfilled. Previously, people used to listen to you and they would think about it, and they have now begun to experience the impact of the stage of you Brahmin souls. So each of you, check yourself. Throughout the whole day, for how long do I remain seated on God's heart throne? This heart throne is the basis of attaining the kingdom of the world. On the basis of this heart throne, for however long you have a right to the heart throne, for that much time you will claim a right to be in the future royal family. So check, from the time that you became a Brahmin, for how long have you remained seated on the heart throne? On the basis of that, you will sit on the throne number wise, but you will constantly have a right to be in a royal family. Have you ever checked this? You do not get off the heart throne, do you? Check your own account, because it is on the basis of this that you will constantly go into a royal family. Check whether you sometimes leave the throne and put your feet in the mud. For 63 births, you have had the sanskar of putting your feet in the mud of body consciousness. One is body consciousness and the other is the ego of the body. Although the mud of ego of the body is deeper, body consciousness is also this mud. When a person dies and the body is burnt, people say, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So check that your feet are not going into the mud. To become body conscious means to place your feet in the mud. Babdada has given you elevated souls three thrones, because you are the especially beloved ones. You are the long lost and now found ones, and you are also the beloved ones. Especially beloved children are always seated in a swing or a lap. They are not allowed to place their feet in the mud. So Babdada has given so many different types of swing to those who have a right to all three thrones. Sometimes swing in the swing of peace. Sometimes swing in the swing of happiness. Sometimes swing in the swing of love. Just keep your feet of the intellect on the throne and in the swings. Some children ask, where will we go in the future? What will we become? The father says, check whether from the time that you came, your feet have been in the swings or on the throne for that length of time. To that extent, you will be in a royal family in the future. You will not be part of the royal subjects. You will be part of a royal family. So each one of you can calculate this for yourself. Do not look at others. Calculate your own account. What does each of you want? To remain in a royal family or dynasty? So whatever time you have now, because completion is going to take place suddenly, until the completion takes place, if you check from now on, the longer you remain in the Father's lap, on the throne and in the swings, for that time you will claim your fortune in a royal family. Babdada is giving every child the right to stay in a royal family, in a royal family, in both ages, whether it is the Sun Dynasty or the Moon Dynasty, for the whole 21 births. However, it is up to every child to claim his right. You have love for Father Brahma and Father Brahma has also love for you children. Father Brahma wants to see you children with him in a royal family. What do you think? Are you those who will live with Father Brahma in a royal family, or will you only be around there for a short time? You don't wish to go far away, do you? You were told that the basis of this is the confluence age. Babdara has so much love for you children. It is just as you say at the present time that you will stay with him and return with him. At the moment, Father Brahma and the Brahmins are together. Even though he is in an avyakt form, he is with you. Babdara saw that even now, Maya does not leave you children alone, because she has so much love for you. Nowadays, Maya takes her chance in two particular ways. She comes in two forms. One is waste thoughts, and the other is that sometimes, in some cases, there is this wave. You think, whatever I did or thought was right, I am no less. This wave is spread. You think I alone am right. However, are those who are in connection with you and those who are instruments also in agreement with your thoughts? You should also receive verification from others. These waste thoughts waste your time. And this is why in every day's Merli, Baba gives you the daily homework of churning and doing service. If you churn it, and by churning it you become absorbed in it, then this daily homework is the means to keep your mind busy. This is why Babdara gives you the daily homework of listening to it and churning it and becoming absorbed in it. Just as school children are given so much homework that their intellects remain busy in that. In every day's Merli, there is the homework of four subjects. There is the homework for your mind, for your words, for the attention to your deeds, and also a signal towards divinity. If you remain busy with your homework, you have no margin for waste thoughts to come. If you continue to use this method, waste thoughts will automatically bid you farewell. Because Babdara has seen that you all pay number-wise attention to the pilgrimage of remembrance. And you also pay attention to your service through words. However, you now have to transform your own sanskars and those of others. This nature and sanskars, which you refer to in a royal way, saying that it is your nature, that it was not your intention, but that your nature is like that, this subject of dharana will now come up in a royal form. So now Babdara is giving you the signal. Whatever is lacking in your dharana, Now pay special attention to that. Pabdada has told you earlier too that in dharana, you have to pay attention to this main dharana. If anything happens, then check whether you are able to put a full stop in a second. Or is it that you want to put a full stop, but a question mark is applied instead? It is not a full stop because only half a full stop is applied, and it becomes some other punctuation mark. As you progress further, there will be such circumstances that you will have to apply a full stop in a second. At that time, you will not have much time to be able to put right the question mark or exclamation mark. There will be a need to put a full stop in a second. This practice is needed over a long period before that time, for only then will you be able to be victorious at that time. At the time of upheaval, you will take the paper of sanskars and nature. And for that time, practice this from now, because only then will the practice over a long time be very helpful for you as you progress further. When Bhagdara tours around at Amrit Vela, he checks the effort that each child is making. Is your effort in all four subjects intense or ordinary? So what does Baba see? According to the speed of this time, there is now a need to put intensity into your efforts all the time. Bhagdada is giving you a signal that the time is coming close at a fast speed. According to that, now bring about transformation in your particular nature and sanskars at a fast speed. Bhagdada now wants to see all of you children becoming equal. Your aim is definitely also to become equal to the Father. And for this, the easiest way is to follow Father Brahma. Tally with him. Whatever you do, first of all, tally with him. Compare yourself with him. Are these Father Brahma's deeds, words, or thoughts? It is said, first think and then act. First of all, weigh it up in your mind and then speak. So did you hear what Bhagdada now wants? You also want this. When you have your heart-to-heart conversations, Bhagdada hears many very sweet things. You say very good things with a lot of enthusiasm. We will demonstrate this. We will do this. This has to happen. You have thoughts filled with a lot of enthusiasm. But at the time of putting them into practice, only some are put into a practical form. Otherwise, Bhagdada likes all the different plans that you have made for service. Very good programs are taking place everywhere. Whatever you are doing with words and all the different methods, you are successful in those, and Bhagdada is also pleased. Now the only thing that you have to add is to give rays of happiness, rays of peace, rays of joy, and rays of love to many souls with your mind. still do this service simultaneously. Many of you give a lot of time to transforming your own sanskars and in helping transform the sanskars of others. Now pay attention to giving souls the different rays by serving with your minds. As you progress further, there will be a great need for this. Continue to pay attention to this. Those children who think that they're doing this service, raise your hands. Acha. Congratulations to those who are already doing this. Those who are not doing this have to do this. Because as you progress further, circumstances will be such that it will be difficult for those who are speaking and those who are listening to come together. Therefore, instill the habit of doing both types of service from now on as much as possible. If your mind remains busy, it will be easy for it to be man above. When your mind stays busy, you receive help in easily transforming your sanskars and nature. Today it is the day especially for meeting the double foreigners. Bhupdada is pleased. Wah, double foreigners, wah. Bhupdada is pleased that you double foreign children are instruments for the children of the previous cycle, who have been hidden in the different corners of the world and instruments for world service. Bhupdada has heard that you are all making plans to reach the areas and villages and cities that you have not yet reached. Congratulations for that. Congratulations. Otherwise, when completion takes place and the situations change, all of you, whether in Bharat or abroad, would receive many, many, many complaints, such as, our father came and you didn't even tell us. At least you should have given us the message. You would receive many complaints. This is why you are doing that now. You have to make more effort to make sure that no corner is left out. Bhupdada is pleased to see the efforts that both you double foreign children and you children of this land are making. He is very, very pleased. Why? Why is he pleased? You are now making plans in this land and abroad, and so Bhupdada is pleased. No matter in what way, this message has to reach everyone. In fact, this science is very helpful for all of you at this time. Day by day, more and more new facilities continue to emerge. So become free from obstacles and continue to use them. Wherever you hold meetings for increasing service, Bhupdada hears those and is pleased that the children's intellects are now working all around and using methods for doing service. Whatever plans you are making, Bhupdada hears about them, because he tours around. Wherever you hold a meeting, whether in Delhi, in this land, in any other city, or even abroad, wherever you hold a meeting, Bhupdada hears everything. Babdara still has all his facilities. What is Babdara giving each one of you who has come from all the different foreign countries for this? He is giving lots and lots of love. Now, you simply need to put a bit more intensity into it. Continue to put the plans into a practical form with new things. Look how all the inventions emerged just a few years before your yagya was established. Science is also helping you in your service. Take a lot of benefit. It has emerged for you. Look how new inventions are emerging day by day. This drama is helping you. The facilities are giving you their cooperation. Acha. You are all constantly happy. Are you constantly happy? Those who remain constantly happy, raise your hands. Constantly happy? Are you happy even if some situation takes place? Situations do come. So do you remain happy even then? Do you? Then raise your hands high. You welcome these, do you not? You are not afraid. You welcome them. They make you experienced. These obstacles increase your authority of experience. Do not say, Maya has come, Maya has come. That is just a paper. By saying that it is Maya, you enable Maya to come forward. It is just a paper. You now know Maya. You have now known her for so many years. What is Maya? Therefore, do not be afraid of Maya. Consider it to be a paper and take that paper happily and move forward in your class of experience. You have to move forward in this class and not be confused. What should I do? How should I do this? What? Why? It is not the duty of Brahmins to think these questions. You are Trikaldashi, so you cannot have questions such as what, why, how, etc. The paper came and you moved forward in the class of your experience. You are happy. You are experienced and you will continue to become that. Acha. All the letters, phone calls, messages of love and remembrance that have been sent to Babdada, whatever love and remembrance, service news or news of the efforts that you have been making in your minds, Babdada is taking all of you children into his eyes and his mind and giving you rays of happiness, peace and joy. Even if some of you have not sent these to Baba here, but have had the thought in your hearts, that thought has also reached the Father. To all you children, everywhere, who maintain courage and receive the Father's help, Babdada is giving love and remembrance to you sweetest children. This year, make one plan or another for yourself, for the center, and for the souls of the world, so that all souls receive the power and fruit of service. All you children everywhere, especially accept Bapdada's love and remembrance from the heart. Om Shanti. Blessing, may you be simple and become a sample and reveal your greatness from your simplicity. When something is simple and clean, it definitely attracts you. In the same way, in terms of the thoughts of your mind, in your relationships, in your interactions, and in the way of living, when you are simple and clean, you become a sample and automatically attract others to yourself. Simple means ordinary. Greatness is revealed through ordinariness. Those who are not ordinary, that is, not simple, become a problem. Slogan: when you say, "My Baba," from your heart, your eyes, which have been closed by Maya and made you unconscious, will then open. Avyak signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. 1 minute, come into sound, and the next minute, go beyond sound. The more this practice becomes simple and easy, the more you will appear to be close to perfection. The sign of the stage of perfection is that your efforts will be easy and simple. The pilgrimage of remembrance and service are both included in easy efforts. When you experience both to be simple and easy, you can then understand that you are about to attain your stage of perfection. Om Shanti.